number is 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number one of the Tuesday edition of the show. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. AP reporting, I was shocked to see a giant breast on the cover of your magazine, one person wrote. Another wrote, I immediately turned the magazine face down. Gross, said a third. These readers weren't complaining about a sexually explicit cover, but rather one of a baby nursing on a wholesome parenting magazine. Yet another sign that Americans are squeamish over the sight of a nursing breast, even as breastfeeding itself gains greater support from the government and medical community. Baby Talk is a free magazine whose readership is overwhelmingly, imagine this, mothers
okay.
of babies. Yet in a poll of more than 4,000 readers, a quarter of responses to the cover were negative, calling the photo a baby and a part of the woman's breast in profile inappropriate. Now, 25% of the respondents, again, so 1,000 out of the 4,000 said that this cover is inappropriate. Essentially, what you have is Baby Talk magazine. The title story is Why Women Don't Nurse Longer. And there's I would say 80%, 80% of the cover is taken up with
a giant baby head.
Yeah, the head of a baby. He's looking up at mom. And on the right side of the magazine cover, there is a breast coming into the picture. You can't actually see a nipple. There's no areola
right.
present here.
I don't see one.
It's just a portion of some woman's mammary.
So 25% of people polled?
25% found this offensive. Inappropriate.
Well, at least it's a minority, and a small minority.
That much
I mean,
is true.
75-25 is a landslide by any political formula.
I agree with you, and I'm pleased that it wasn't 51% or 75%, but nonetheless, it still really bugs me. That we're so Puritan. I mean, we're so Puritan that people can't get over breastfeeding in America. Some people. One out of four.
Well, I'm not really fond of the idea of sitting in, say, the Jiffy Lube and just having, Little Miss Average whip it out and nurse a baby right there in the waiting room.
Why? Why does that bother you?
I don't think it's an appropriate place for
Why?
Why do I think it's not an appropriate
yeah,
place?
Yeah, why?
I just don't... It's unsanitary. It's weird.
Why? Are you going to be going over and breastfeeding afterwards or something? What do you mean it's unsanitary?
It's a dirty, disgusting waiting room.
Okay. Do most people allow their babies to put their mouths on something else afterwards and then... I mean, I don't understand. Unsanitary?
It's just a gross place to
as
be doing
it. As long
as
the baby's clean and she's clean, then there's nothing unsanitary.
And I also think that if you're in mixed company like that, mm-hmm. you should ask. You know, hey... Is it all right? I'm going to breastfeed my child. Would it be all right with you?
I see.
If I do it here?
And the reason why you're saying this is because so many people are uncomfortable with this sort of thing. Like you.
I'm not uncomfortable. No. I think that a parenting magazine mm-hmm. is a perfectly good place for a cute baby and a well-formed
Whoa,
breast to
I'm
be pictured.
I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about the waiting room situation. You're saying that the person should ask because people are uncomfortable with it, right?
I think so. And also there's... There's discretion involved. There's special clothing. There's blankets. All that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you can nurse the child without someone even knowing it's happening.
Right. Like, because we wouldn't want anybody to be offended by a mammary in America.
Well, how about if I have to pee, to just go ahead and whip it out right there before
well,
I walk
no
into
toilet
the bathroom?
There's no toilet.
Well, I just pull it out before. I gotta pull it out, right?
I don't care if you do. It doesn't bother me.
I understand you don't, but I'm not
I want to know.
I'm not a Puritan.
Are
and
you,
I'm not sick because of this.
What I want to know from you, listeners, is this something that would offend you to see a portion of a breast on a magazine cover, a family magazine? There's nothing titillating about this. There's nothing pandering about this at all. It's just a portion of a breast on a magazine cover. Are you somebody that would take offense to this? 1-800-259-9231. Or, in the other situation, are you like Mark and you would take offense to a woman breastfeeding her child, say, sitting in the waiting room at a Tire Kingdom?
Without using discretion.
Yeah, just whipping out the breast and attaching the baby. Would that offend you? 800-259-9231. Well, it offends the
would
magazine.
Was she wearing a grass skirt while she did it? I'm wondering.
The magazine could... Doesn't bother me. The magazine cover, in this case, getting back to this AP article, one mother who didn't like the cover explains that She was concerned about her 13-year-old son seeing it. I shredded it, said Gail Ash of Belton, Texas, in a telephone interview. A breast is a breast. It's a sexual thing. He didn't need to see that. What is she talking about? Look, I'm not a woman. Maybe it's possible that breasts are sexual for women, but from the women I've talked to, they absolutely are not. Well, there's no sexual stimulation involved in a breast. It is a mammary. The point of it is to breastfeed babies. That's the point of breasts. That's why they
exist.
I'm not
sure I agree entirely with what you said, but I don't want to get into that specific portion.
Okay.
You know, I mean, some people look at breasts as sexual objects. I mean, they're a portion
men
of...
Men do, sure.
Some guys do, but some guys look at hands.
Some
guys look at feet.
Uh-huh.
Some guys look at the backs of women's necks. Some guys look at the shape of a fanny, legs. I mean, portions of women are sexual to men.
That's true. It just surprises me that a woman would think that any instance of a breast, no matter what the context, is sexual. And I don't think that's the case at all. 1-800-259-9231. So it's the same reason that Ash, who is 41, who nursed all three of her children, is cautious about breastfeeding in public, a subject of enormous debate among women, which has even spawned a new term, lactivists, meaning those who advocate for a woman's right to nurse wherever she needs to. She says, I'm totally supportive of it. I just don't like the flashing. I don't want my son or husband to accidentally see a breast that they didn't want to see. As though it's somehow offensive to see a breast.
Would you say that it's somewhat surprising?
No, I don't understand
surprising?
What's surprising. How is it a surprise?
Because
every
it doesn't
woman,
happen to you every day.
Every
it's surprising.
Woman, every woman who's older than their teenage years and who hasn't had a mastectomy has breasts.
Okay.
What's surprising about that?
I don't see them.
Yeah.
I don't generally see the breasts of the women you're talking about. Most of them wear shirts.
So because we have a Puritan society, it's surprising when you see a breast without a shirt on it?
That's not an indication of a Puritan society. I mean, you know, the whole world wears shirts. It's the indication of a civilized society. Ian?
Oh, wait a minute. So it's civilized for women to wear shirts, but not civilized, but it's also, so it's civilized if a woman wears a shirt, and it's also civilized for a man not to wear a shirt, because it's okay for guys to not wear shirts.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? I see it all the time.
You
people
see,
walking down the street with no
shirt. Exactly. That's where you see it. You see guys walking down the side of the street, because it's hot. Anyplace else, they're wearing shirts.
Okay. Is it uncivilized?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, at least you're being consistent. Another mother, Kelly Wheatley, wrote into Baby Talk to applaud the cover, precisely because she says it helps educate people that breasts are more than sex objects, and yet Wheatley, 40, who's still nursing her 3-year-old daughter, rarely breastfeeds in public, partly because it's more comfortable in the car, and partly because her husband is uncomfortable with other men seeing her breast. What are they going to do? Is he concerned that all of a sudden, because they see her breast, they're going to, want to come over and fondle it or something? I don't know. What is the concern there?
You know, I may not have a...
Why are we so uptight about this?
I may not have a wife today, but I've certainly had them in the past. Had one, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that I would want my wife to, you know, if she was breastfeeding the child, I would want her to be as discreet as possible about it. Feed the child when you've got to feed the child, but be discreet. It's a little too much.
That's fine. I have no problem with discretion. I mean, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, okay. I don't see
what you're advocating is the right of people to be completely indiscreet. Like, that's what you want. You want them to just tear their shirts off and stick a baby on each boob.
That's what you're talking about. If it's their property or they have permission from the property owner, then it's none of my business what they do.
Absolutely.
I don't like it, I can leave.
I totally agree with that.
Men are very visual, says Wheatley. When they see a woman's breast, they see a breast regardless of what it's being used for. Baby Talk editor Susan Cain says a mixed response clearly echoes the larger debate over breastfeeding in public. She says... I agree. There's a huge puritanical streak in Americans, and there's squeamishness about seeing a body part, even part of a body part, because that's what we're talking about here.
Yep.
This isn't even a full breast. It's just a portion of one.
I think it's very artful. I like it.
800-259-9231. Are you offended by breasts? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people interacting. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. The AP reporting on a magazine cover that has generated a bit of controversy. The magazine is called Baby Talk. It's a free magazine that apparently is just available at various different locations. And some people were upset. In fact, about 25% of the readers of the magazine, responding to a poll of 4,000 readers, so 1,000 out of 4,000, said that they thought it was inappropriate for the magazine to show a baby on the cover of the magazine. About 80% of the cover is full of the baby's head. The baby is looking up
cute
at
baby.
Mom. Fine, it's a baby. And then there's a breast coming in from the right side of the magazine cover, and there's no actual nipple or areola or anything like that being shown. It's just a portion of a mammary. That's all. And it's generated all kinds of controversy by women that are... they just don't feel right about seeing this. They don't want their husband to see it. They don't want their 13-year-old sons to see it. And the question, of course, I have for you, listeners, is do you think that it's inappropriate, A, to put a portion of a breast on a magazine cover? B, is it inappropriate to have a woman breastfeeding her child, say, in public, maybe at a park, or maybe in a waiting room somewhere? Is this something that offends you? And if it offends you, I really would like to know why. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231.
Well, everybody's going to come back the same way on this. It's okay as long as they use discretion. Like that is the civilized answer.
Well, don't you think this magazine cover used discretion?
I think that it's...
There's nothing pandering or titillating about this.
I think it's artistic. I wouldn't call it titillating at all.
Okay.
It's clearly a breast, or that, either that or you get the baby sucking on a shoulder or something.
Really? You really can't tell.
You really couldn't tell.
Right.
I mean, you know it's a breast because of the way the baby looks.
Right.
But that's the only way.
So I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I know it makes Mark uncomfortable. He doesn't like this.
What?
Sort of thing.
I like to put the magazine cover.
You don't like seeing it in public, though.
Mm.
It makes you uncomfortable. And the magazine editor points out there's a huge puritanical streak in Americans, and there's a squeamishness about seeing a body part, even part
and
of a body part.
My magazine, which no one's ever heard of, is now getting national news.
It's not like women are whipping them out with tassels on them, she adds. Mostly, they're trying to be discreet.
She had this ready before they even put the magazine out because they knew that this would get controversy.
She says that since the August issue came out last week, the magazine has received more than 700 letters. More than any article they've written in years. One woman wrote in, the mother of a 4-year-old, writing, "Gross! I'm sick of seeing a baby attached to a boob." The evidence of public discomfort isn't just anecdotal. In a survey published in 2004 by the American Dietetic Association, less than half, 43% of about 4,000 respondents said women should have the right to breastfeed in public places.
I don't think they have the right to any of that.
Okay, well, what they're talking about is public places. So as long as we have public property, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to breastfeed on it.
Okay, here we go. I think that women should have exactly the same rights as far as their shirts go as men do.
So they should be able to take them off in public?
I think that it's gross. I can stand in the middle of a public park with my shirt off and rub myself down with baby oil and feces, and I can rub my nipples all day long. That does not make it right, good, moral, pleasant. It doesn't make anybody want to be around me. Okay, do you understand where I'm coming from? I think that they've got the right to do whatever men have the right to do.
Well, good. Then you can be socially ostracized if people don't want to be around you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nellie in Ohio. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Nellie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Well, it's still afternoon here in the Eastern time zone.
I thought it was a weird time zone thing.
Well...
Ohio, China.
Up that early. I think it's all right if mother breastfeeds a baby in public. After all, look what our great-grandmothers did.
What did they do?
They breastfed their baby. Their baby was hungry. They just whipped it out.
Was there so much public then? I mean, I guess there must have been, right?
No, it was... I mean, you know, back in them days, it was breastfeeding. That's about all they had to have.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think they had formula.
And but, you know, you're talking about today, if you're in an automobile place getting your car repaired or something, your baby's hungry, and there's a bunch of men and stuff around, get up and go to the ladies' restroom. But yet, if there's not that many people around, put a blanket over you.
Is the reason why because you don't want to offend someone, or do you not want to turn the men on? I mean, what's the reason why that you want to be so...
I think it boils down to it's kind of embarrassing to the men.
Really?
Maybe some of them not, because they probably enjoy seeing it.
Because I could see how a woman might think that she would be embarrassed by it, because a lot of people are embarrassed by showing their private parts in public.
Yeah.
But I can't see how a man could be embarrassed by seeing a woman's breast. I can't see that.
Well, if they want to look away, fine. But, I mean, you know, I've seen people feeding their babies out in public where I live, and they take like a baby blanket and mm-hmm. lay over. And they're sitting there, and if you really look at them, you don't know what
that
baby's doing.
I'm telling you, women can be sleeping, and they never have any idea.
But
it's all about modesty,
Ian. Doesn't offend you, though.
No, it does not.
Okay.
I'll tell you what offends me.
Yeah, what?
Going out on the beach and seeing these naked women.
Naked?
Entirely
naked? You got naked beaches in Ohio?
No, not in Ohio, like in Florida, places like that.
I see. I wish
and
I knew.
I mean, you know, that their breast is hanging out. Nobody's complaining about that. They're not offended.
It's usually
about
not
it.
A great thing, Nellie.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
I've been to the topless beaches at South Beach and stuff like that, and it's not it's generally not a good thing. The women who you want to see with tops off, don't have them off.
Nellie, do you think that if you were at the beach and every time you went to the beach you saw naked women with their breasts exposed, would it be offensive after another 5 years had passed and everybody was sort of, do you think people would get over it if this was something, if for instance women could expose their breasts in public like men have the freedom to do? Would people get over their obsession with breasts, or would nothing change?
I don't think anything would change, because I wouldn't stare at women with their breasts, you know, hanging out or anything. I mean, to me, it'd be, just wouldn't be right.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I'm not suggesting that you stare at them. What I'm talking about is, would society adjust? You know, would people ogle? Would people stare if it became typical to see this sort of thing?
I think they would stare. I think they would, because a lot of people don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, to me, it'd be out of place.
Nellie, thank you for the input. We really appreciate hearing from you today.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Francis in New York. Francis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Good. Well, you know, this is a very interesting discussion that has a lot of moral ramifications. Number one, I think we have to realize that a mother breastfeeding a child is very normal and natural.
And there's nothing sexual about it. Hang on, we're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you, Francis. 800-259-9231. Talking about breastfeeding in public, is it out of line? How much discretion should be used? Are you offended by it? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. And now you can go right to the Shrine by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And ladies, it's been a couple weeks now since we've had a new Shrine submission. So you could be next. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's quite an honor, you know.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk again to Francis in New York. Francis, you're back.
Hi, how are you doing, gentlemen? Good.
Hey, doing great.
Yeah, what I thought is basically we have a problem in this country. We really do have some very bad strains of puritanical behavior and norms. And I think we have to realize that breastfeeding is very natural. There's nothing obscene or erotic about it.
Not at all.
It is natural. It is healthy. It's not dirty. Breast milk provides antibiotics or antibodies that you can't get with the formula. It's something very good, and I think it also sensitizes us to be maybe, you know, nicer, softer, kinder, cuddlier people later in life. And what
I
find really
human contact. You're talking about that human contact.
Absolutely.
That all babies need. And they find that you're more likely, the less contact that you get from your parents as a child, the less physical touch you get, the more likely you are to turn out to be a psychopath.
Absolutely. And I think we have to realize,
what's your excuse?
That what's really offensive is the photographs of the people being bombed in the Middle East right now. The women and children and men that are burnt by phosphorus bombs. That's really pornographically obscene, and it has to stop.
Well, now wait a minute. I don't know. Are you saying the photograph should stop or the bombing should stop?
The bombing should stop.
Okay.
Look at horrific photographs, there's no reason why people can't see a mother and a child breastfeeding.
Great point.
And that's what I really want to say, and I think Hugh Hefner hit it on the head back in 1961 with one of his articles in the Playboy Philosophy where he talks about that. And this fetish of Puritan behavior and morals allowed Hef to become, you know, a very wealthy man. And I think we have to realize it. We can't make a fetish out of such a thing. We have to realize that it's normal, natural, and we want a world with happy, strong, well-adjusted people.
What could be more natural than the naked body? I mean,
absolutely.
That's the way you're born.
And
why
if we
are we
could
so
teach,
uptight about it?
If we could teach in the grade schools and high schools and the universities a love of the body and a drawing of the body in an art class where it's not offensive or obscene,
right,
I think would be better adjusted and would have more respect and empathy for our fellow citizens in this country and the world.
And for the opposite sex as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely.
And for those of us in the same sex. What is really most shocking about this article is that this is a women's magazine. I mean, it's a magazine about babies, for the most part. I mean, it's subscribed to mostly by women. But yet, 25% of the respondents were offended, meaning there's a 1 out of 4 women that are offended by seeing a breast on a magazine cover.
But you know what I'm wondering? Could it be the economic industry that creates the baby formula and sort of, you know, Nestle's and the big companies that, you know, do that? That are maybe sending out a message that this shouldn't happen, that it would be more natural to have a glass bottle or a plastic bag.
I don't know.
With
it seems like a reach.
And
it's a reach,
like
but
a reach.
They do have an interest.
That's true.
Because you're right. If he's right about this, if there was a magazine cover of a baby being fed by a bottle, no one would have been offended.
Good point.
Maybe they should have been, but they wouldn't be.
Absolutely, guys. Keep
the
airwaves open. I can say. We have to evolve. That's our future. And we have to be peaceful people.
Well, we'll either evolve or die. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate hearing from you. Well said. 800-259-9231. I think if we had what he was talking about, where elementary school students were introduced to the human form and educated a little bit more about it and about nudity and sex and all that, that would probably really harm the pornography industry, don't you think? I mean, if Americans weren't so uptight about nakedness, then would Playboy sell as many copies?
I would think not.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I talked to a few guys last week. I was the guy that here in Port St. Lucie that sung on the Internet on Google.
Okay.
Yes. And
so what's on your mind tonight?
I took the liberty the other day. I went on your website, and I saw that you had Aaron Russo on your show.
We did. It was on Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I listened to it there online the other night. And you brought up a point about as far as what makes Americans liable to pay. And, of course, Aaron touched it. He brushed it a little bit because most people are underneath the assumption, which is true.
You're talking about paying income tax.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But because what happened is, I'm sure you guys are aware, you've heard the term voluntary comply, correct?
Voluntary compliance. Mm-hmm.
You've heard that. Well, see, what's happened is when you get your Social Security number, which I refer to as your slave surveillance number, and you get that, and you get your first job, whether, right, you know, you're a teen or a young adult, and you sign your very first 1040 form, mm-hmm, which, by the way, is a Virgin Island form. What you have done, you have just transferred yourself from a non-taxpayer to a taxpayer. You have volunteer complied, and you created what is called an individual master file. And they have one every year. They record.
Well, good for
them,
because I'm done
with
it now.
Oh, that's good. That's all,
yeah,
right. That's good. But see, the thing about it is that's what happens. We volunteer to apply, but we've been deceived. And
right,
what they do, though, is the law, you know, Title 26 really favors most Americans. They don't understand. And what they do is, though, the computer cannot lie, so what they do is they put erroneous things on there.
So are you saying the way out of this?
Apply it.
Are you saying that the way out of this is for parents to just not? Hold on, I didn't even finish what I was saying. Are you saying the way out of this is for parents to not apply for the Social Security number for their child? Would that pretty much break the system?
Well, Well, that is a reach because most people that are, you know, reliant on our modern day society, which requires this everything, you know, you're being tracked with it and all and everything.
It's actually difficult for parents. Yeah. I mean, you say our modern day society requires it. It's very difficult for parents to refuse the Social Security number.
Out of the womb, they're demanding it in the hospital now.
Yep, that's true.
There's no law requiring any citizen to have it to live or work here.
Pretty much. However, when you go and get a job, as long as the job is a corporation with the state, then they will be requiring this paperwork. So I think it's going to be a two-pronged approach. Parents that care about this sort of thing shouldn't get their kids' Social Security numbers. B, businesses need to stop complying with all the government paperwork, stop registering as corporations, stop following all the rules, and especially stop withholding taxes from employees' paychecks. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. But see, the thing about it is, what Congress give the IRS with this file, they give them the promotion of correctness. So, in other words, everything that's on them, administrative files, Congress concludes that they're correct. But it's all prima facie evidence.
What's that mean?
It means it could be rebutted. Through the Freedom of Information Act, you can require your files. But here's the kicker, though, gentlemen. When you get your file back from them, it's all encoded.
Yes, are you
it's
for
all
real?
Encoded.
Come on. I mean,
I'm for real.
All right. I want you to go on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com. I invite everybody with these sorts of ideas to do this, and hardly anyone ever does it. It's been done before. I want you to go to bbs.freetalklive.com and post all your information so all of our listeners can look at it on their own time carefully and determine whether or not it's legit. So bbs.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call, Robert. 800-259-9231. Because we get people coming on the show fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe once a month or so, with some, what sounds like a wild idea.
Some claim or another.
You know, how you can withdraw from having to have a driver's license, how you can withdraw from paying income tax, how you can get
your money back from the IRS, every penny you've paid in.
That's total garbage right there.
Sure, but
as far as I'm concerned, if we just have enough people just say no, then there's no process beyond that necessary. Refuseniks. That's what I'm looking for. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have something fresh and new to announce tonight, Mark.
Really?
It is, well, I know this. Finally, after a year's, at least 1 year in the making.
A long, long time.
It is finally time to publicly open the Free Talk Live store. People have been asking for shirts and hats and other various products. We can't offer them all initially, and people want all kinds of weird stuff, like, you know, I guess coffee cups aren't weird, but there's...
I think lighters would be great.
There's all kinds of different requests on our forum that we set up for the store, which is stuff.freetalklife.com. So if you want to make requests for future items, that's where you can go and do that. But the actual store itself is at store.freetalklive.com. Right now, it's a pre-order phase, so here's how we're doing it, Mark.
Okay.
Since we don't have a load of money to go out and buy thousands and thousands of products with, like all of the other talk shows do, we have to take pre-orders. That way we kind of can gauge demand. So,
like 6 to 8 weeks for delivery kind of thing?
It's going to be out there. Probably probably sometime late September is when delivery is going to happen. Because we got to get the pre-orders in. That way we can sort of know, well, you know, how many mediums are we going to sell? How many larges are we going to sell? Mm-hmm. Sort of gauge demand, that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
And so to give you a bit of an incentive to take part in the pre-order, you're getting at least 7% off all of the products in the store.
That's a good deal.
It's not bad. It's just a little bit of incentive to be patient, place your order now, then we'll, once the pre-order phase is over, which is going to be the end of this month, so it's an entire month-long pre-order phase.
So August is the special month.
Exactly. That's when you get the discount at store. Okay, I'm now Johnson, who is in charge of the store, is telling me they want rubber chickens, apparently. Free Talk Live branded rubber chickens. I don't know if that one's going to happen.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Anyway, so store.freetalklive.com, all the information you need is there. And they're pretty cool products. Have you been? Have you looked at these things?
I have. I like the, there's a bowling shirt that I really dig.
It's very snazzy.
I think the bowling shirt was specifically picked out for me.
Really?
I feel like it's just that.
Do you like to go bowling?
No, I don't. I wouldn't wear it.
I don't think it's required that you actually go bowling in the bowling shirt. I don't think that's a requirement. But there's a T-shirt. There's actually a few different kinds
of hats. Couple T-shirts, couple hats.
Different colors, too. Mm-hmm. So you don't just have to go with black. We also kind of, since Free Talk Live's logo sort of black and gold.
Why is it? How do we get stuck the bumblebees?
Because Free Talk Live high contrast. Bumblebees. High contrast, black and yellow. All right, so store.freetalklive.com launching today, open to the public. Place your orders and be patient. We will get the products to you as soon as possible. All right, so let's see. The email box is where we're going next. from Tom in Britain. He says, hey guys, I'm a bit behind on the podcast. I was interested to hear your conversation about the study that found that people are less bound to their communities and living lonelier lives. You brought up the internet in your discussions, and I just thought that I'd give you my perspective. I've been blogging for a couple of years now. In the last 6 months, I've gotten a new job and had an all-expenses-paid trip to the United States as a result of my blog. This is the internet at its best. For every MySpace dropout, you've got people who are finding better and more interesting work and opportunities as a result of the internet.
I'd say that's true.
So suggesting that maybe the internet is more of a double-edged sword than we had thought. Because when we'd originally talked about this idea, we sort of were... I was suggesting that maybe it's driving people apart. Maybe it's putting a wedge in between real-life relationships, this internet thing, where people are reduced to having textual conversations, or in some cases, voice conversations now with voice over IP and that sort of thing.
Mostly text.
But it is still mostly text. And that really just draws the life out of a conversation with another individual. But his point is, I think, well taken, that it's opening up opportunities for those that are willing to take the necessary steps in order to make things happen.
And to do the right, you know, to do the right thing with it. Understand, they have to understand it thoroughly enough. Not everybody hasn't got a blog, and you have to be pretty good at your blog. There's lots and lots of people out there that do have them, and they're not that great, and they don't update them that often.
Mm.
So you have to build your clientele as far as your blog goes. I mean, there's not for every MySpace dropout, there's not somebody with a success story like his. It's like for every 100 MySpace dropouts, there's got somebody with a success story like his.
Could be.
And I don't have a problem with the internet. I think it's great.
He goes on to say, you might want to look briefly into the idea of social entrepreneurship. It's a new term for me. Social entrepreneurs are people who are realizing that there are social problems out there that cannot and will not be solved by mother government. And so they're taking it into their own hands to solve these problems.
Good for them.
These people root around central planning, bureaucracy, and all the other stuff that governments produce and help individuals and community groups do exciting stuff. The Linux operating system is an example of social entrepreneurship. It's one guy who, for love, built a product and pushed it out there. So I saw a great example of some guys who are building recording studios for tribal musicians in Brazil. They've set up these studios in converted buildings on a shoestring budget using free software and low-cost technology, both the product of our capitalist society. These musicians, thanks to the internet, are now selling their music to people all across the world. Did the government help? Oh, well, a little bit. The key part, though, were the individuals who were unaffiliated with the government who were willing to drive through the jungle delivering equipment, willing to get help from across the world and set up networks necessary for this to happen. Really, that's going out on a limb for people in the middle of BF nowhere, going out and setting up recording studios so a bunch of indigenous tribes can go in and perform their music
and sell it. I think it's nice, and I hope they do make some money.
What an amazing idea. I mean, is government ever going to think up something like that? That's a total entrepreneur idea.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and government would have no benefit in doing such a thing.
Of course, the socialists say this sort of thing can't happen. The reality is that people out there with visions are building it for themselves, helping each other do exciting stuff. Technology, freedom, passion, charity, and entrepreneurship will, in short order, save more people from poverty and social deprivation than all the quangos, committees, bureaucracies, and government card punchers and pencil pushers put together.
What's a quango?
Glad you asked. It's a mostly UK term, United Kingdom term, for a body set up by the government that's mostly unaccountable to either the government or the citizens and spends enormous amounts of tax money producing reports which state the bloody obvious. Sounds like a task force. They call them task forces here. The people who serve on quangos tend to be appointed based on nepotism rather than based on expertise. If you took all the pointless quangos set up by the government over the last 20 years and spent just a fraction of the money wasted on these bureaucrats, you could probably wipe out a disease or two. Well said, Tom, and thank you for the email. Talking about this social entrepreneurship idea, I think it's a neat one. And I think it's a great... I think it points out the fallacy in this idea that, oh, no, if we get rid of government welfare, then people will be dying in the streets.
I think I have to totally agree. I think that welfare doesn't make much sense, and it's more for the middle-class bureaucrats than it is for the poor people anyway.
That much is true. And over 70%, 60 to 70% of the welfare budget, federally at least, is paid to the bureaucrats running the program.
And, you know, these musicians didn't go out there and set up some kind of free money thing for these indigenous people. They made a way so they could sell their art.
Sure. I don't know. Maybe it didn't even start. I'm just trying to imagine this scenario, but it would seem to me that the purpose of going out there, if it was me, would be to record this music that may be difficult to... I mean, you can't put these guys on a plane and take them to Los Angeles to a studio to get this sort of indigenous tribal music recorded, and it's probably difficult to take recording devices out into, you know, a fire pit where they might be performing these this music. So they actually built the studios near them. I don't know if...
I'm not going out to one of those fire pits.
I don't know if selling the music was one of the first things that was on their mind. It might have just simply been, hey, we want to go out and catalog this music so other people around the world can listen, and then they just so happen to realize that other people around the world might be willing to pay for it. So I wonder if in that case the money sort of came later. And with many entrepreneurs, and like with any business, you really have to put things in up front. A lot of work goes in up front before you can actually start profiting on the back end.
Sure has been in this show.
Yeah.
A lot of front end
work.
Still
that way.
Still doing the front end.
But I think it's just totally nutso for somebody to suggest that if it wasn't for the government's wealth redistribution program, that people would be dying in the streets. I mean, what does that say about what that individual, about the individual that says that sort of thing? Oh, the grandparents are going to be crawling in the gutters. What does it say about how they feel about humanity?
Yeah, like how helpless are you making people?
What does it say about how... not only how helpless are you making people, but also how
callous.
Evil people are.
How callous.
Yeah, and how horrible they are to allow someone who presumably... I mean, if you saw an old person crawling through the street, I don't know anybody that wouldn't go out there to find out what's going on.
Right.
You know, why are you doing this?
What's wrong? Do you need some help?
I'm starving to death ever since I got off Social Security. Well, why didn't you go down the street to the church? Why didn't you go and talk to your neighbors and maybe ask them for some help? Don't you have any family members left? Doesn't anyone care about you? I mean, there's plenty of people out there that would help those who are in need. It's done every day in this country. The food bank programs, all of the other programs that are out there.
The most generous country in the history of the world.
We're generous over and above our level of taxation.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting out that taxation would just make it so we could be even more generous. Hour 2's on the way. You take control of the airways. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're...